Fun stuff. All right, I have 7 o'clock. Do you guys have 7 o'clock?
Yep.
Is it time?
It is time.
All right, well, welcome to Spirit Life Live. This is our Wednesday night service. Thank you for joining us. Get your Bible out. We're going to get into the Word of God tonight, so welcome to Spirit Life Church. We do have Pastor Clinton come on up and give us some announcements.
Announcements.
Is your microphone on?
Yep.
Alrighty, really quick. So welcome to Spirit Life Live, like Pastor Chelsea was saying. Make sure you're commenting and saying how, you know, amens, everything you're doing, as if you were in the sanctuary itself. Get involved and pull on the anointing that pastors have. In addition to that, we have some small groups that are going and available. If you want more information on that, please give us a call at the office or reach out to us online at spiritlifeaz.org. There we go. Sorry about that. And then tithe and offering. Remember that you can bring your tithes and offerings. A lot of people ask, so the information is you can bring that to Miss Heather at the office. Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Yep. And that's or you can give online, text giving online. And then also if you receive Jesus healing, a special word from the Lord, the praise reports page on the Spirit Life website went active today. So I'm ready for the word and I'll leave it to the pastors.
Amen. All
right.
I'm just going to reiterate with that. Please write in. Let us know if what God's doing in your life, the miraculous that you're seeing happening in your life and through your life. You know, it's always helps inspire other people's faith. It helps us. Amen. So don't forget, if you don't want to write on the Facebook page or anything like that, just write it in a letter and send it to the office. Drop it by Miss Heather there at the office from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday.
All right.
You want to pray?
Yeah.
Get us started?
Pray.
Amen.
All right. Father God, thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us. You are our teacher. And you are teaching us tonight what we need to know as the body of Christ. So right now, Father God, we give you this service. We give you all of our notes, our what we're saying, what we're doing here tonight, Father God. We lift it up to you. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so what are we learning tonight?
We're learning faith.
Faith.
We've been studying faith here lately, just helping us out more. You can never learn too much faith, amen.
Amen.
It's always good to continue education. Amen. Go ahead, we can start off.
All right, so we have a question for you guys on Facebook. So in the comments, write this down. Where did faith come from? So write down, where do you think faith came from? So it'll be interesting to see some of these comments and things, and then we're going to start going through this, and we're going to start kind of explaining some of this, and this will be fun.
Go ahead.
All right, well, let's go over. Let's see what this is. Let's go over to Romans 12:3.
Okay.
We're going to find out where faith comes from. So hopefully you guys got your answers in the comments, and let's read this. We have, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith."
Faith.
So,
yes.
Where did faith come from?
God.
Came from God.
God. Amen. That's how the earth, everything was formed, right? Amen. He spoke it into existence using faith. Amen. So faith comes from God, you know. So we definitely got to know that. You know, it's not just something that we have. It's something that God gave us from himself. It came from God. Faith is God. Amen. And so every one of us got the same measure of faith. Amen. And it's up to us to grow that faith.
Yeah.
You know, to build that faith and continue just to build and build and using it and using it. Amen.
Yeah.
So we should never say, you know, well, my faith did this or my faith did that, you know, because where did you get the faith from?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We got it from God, right? Amen. So it's actually God's faith that we're using.
Yes.
Amen. So all the time the praise goes back to God because he gave us the faith to use and gave us the ability to grow it and to strengthen it and to get it more powerful, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We can go ahead and then you want to go to the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
That's another step that we're going to be talking about. You can turn over to Hebrews 12:2 real fast.
All right, so Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's such a good
Amen.
Scripture. But we're looking at, even though he endured the cross, and even though the work of the cross was there, it doesn't excuse us from using faith.
Yeah. Amen.
So he is the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen. Look at Hebrews 10:38 real fast. It says, of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise.
Okay, so are you on Hebrews
10:38? Yeah.
Oh.
Nope. I'm reading Hebrews 11.
Oh, okay.
That's why I didn't make sense.
I'm like, where is he?
I know, because I was like that. I don't remember reading that. Hebrews 10:38 now, for everybody that's paying attention. It says, now the just shall live. And we're back. The just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Amen. But we are not of them who draw back, are we? Amen. We continue to move with God. Amen. We continue just to move forward and forward and forward. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. As Pastor Ricky and I were studying this, we found out that this is not the only place that it says the just shall live by faith. There's actually two other places that say the same thing. And we know that when we see it, you know, one, two times, but when we see it three times in the Word of God, God's trying to get something through to us.
Mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Amen. The other two places, one is Habakkuk 2:4, and then Galatians 3:11. Did you want to turn to them?
No, we don't have to turn. They literally say the same thing, the just shall live by faith. And it's interesting in this scripture that it says, shall live by faith. So this is like a command. This is the just shall live by faith. This is how we are supposed to be living.
Yeah. Amen. Faith is a lifestyle.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Living by faith is not merely a suggestion. Amen.
Amen.
By faith, but faith is a biblical command.
Yep.
The just shall live by faith. And this is why God expect. This is how God expects us to live. Amen.
All right, so faith is a lifestyle for all believers.
Yeah.
So we already read Hebrews 10:38, Hebrews 11:6. I wonder if that's the one that you just read.
No, I read 11:38.
Oh.
Go ahead.
All right, well, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him.
So okay, we'll stop right there. Impossible to please who?
God.
God.
Mm-hmm.
So then, if we're not using our faith, then are we pleasing to God?
We're pleasing God. Well, not according to the scripture, because if we're supposed to be living by faith, and that's how it pleases God.
It is, because it says it. But without faith, it is impossible. So that means not possible. It's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen.
Yep. Well, I like what it says in Proverbs 16:7. When a man's ways please God, and let's figure out what the end of that verse says. When a man's way pleases God, Let's see what happens. So let's go to Proverbs 16, 7. Proverbs 16, 7. Are you there? Can you read it?
When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, that's so good.
Amen.
That's so good.
When a ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen.
Yes, that's good.
You want to go to John 28
All right,
or
John
8, 29?
8, 29. John 8, 29. I hope you guys are getting out your Bibles and flipping with us. We are using the Word of God tonight.
You can read it.
29. Okay. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do the things that please him. So Jesus is even saying, I always do the things that please him. So Jesus was pleasing God, and that's what we need to do. Amen?
Amen. Our faith is a vital component and living a victorious life. A victorious life. Amen.
Yeah.
That God wants us to live. In other words, the only way to live victoriously is to live the life of faith.
Okay.
Amen.
That's so good.
Amen. It is. Because it's not a hard thing to do. It's really not. I mean, and if it was impossible to live by faith, then God would be unjust, right? Because if he's making something impossible to do, but he tells us to live by it, that's not right, right?
Yeah.
So he makes it possible for us to do.
Yes.
Amen. So we're able to walk in faith, live by faith daily in our everyday lives. Amen. It's a process just like everything else we do. Amen. You know, it's just like going to school and things like that. You don't just graduate you might start off kindergarten, and then you get through kindergarten, and then instead of going through to first grade, you just go to 12th grade, and then the next year you graduate. It doesn't work like that in school. So, I mean, the same way doesn't work here in the Word either, you know, because we continue to grow up. We continue to, what it really is we're continuing to learn that we can trust God, and God will do what he says he will do. Amen. So it's on us, you know. It's on us to get into the Word and see, like growing up at my house, you know, I knew my dad's character. I did. If he's, I might have been a little bad growing up. I remember going, I wasn't. See, I agree. But growing up, like at church, I remember, like before church sometimes, my dad would say, whenever we get home, you're going to get a whooping. Mm. I knew it was coming. Why? Because I knew my dad's character. I knew if he said something, that's it. There's no second guessing it. There's no talking him out of it. If he says something, that's it. He's a man of his word. He never came back on his word, ever. And so, you know, and every now and again, I can go ahead and tell it now because I'm not at home anymore. But every now and again, you know, if it happened before church, well, Dad would preach, the anointing would get on him, and so the anointing would be so strong on him after church, he'd forget all about it. I wasn't bringing it up either at all. So I got away a few times like that. I remember just, thank you, Jesus, another day we made it.
Oh, my goodness.
But I learned my dad's character very quickly. And that's the same thing we need to do with God. We need to learn his character, how he acts, what he does, how good he really is. You know, he's not out to get us, to beat us with a stick and all this crazy stuff, you know. Because why would anybody want to serve somebody like that?
No.
Let's be honest, you know, because that doesn't make sense. Why would I want to serve somebody that's trying to kill me?
Yeah.
Why would I want to do that? I wouldn't at all. I mean, yeah, we would be crazy to do that, to be honest with you. But God's not like that at all.
Yeah.
He's come to give us life and life abundantly.
Yes.
To the full, to the overflow.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. A victorious life.
Yeah.
Let's go over to 1 John 5:4. This is, I'm really loving this scripture, 1 John 5:4. And I want you guys to turn there. All For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. What is the last two words there, everybody?
Even our faith.
Even our faith.
Amen.
There it is again. Even our faith. We're supposed to be overcomers. We're supposed to be victorious in this life.
Amen.
So good.
And God has given us a way to do that.
Yes.
Faith. Mm-hmm. Dealt to every one of us the measure of faith. The ability to get through and have a victorious life.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And to have an overcoming life. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to take a sip from my handy-dandy Spirit Life Church cup.
I know, Spirit Life Church cup. On the back it says, you have been mugged, except for it's crossed out, it says loved. I love that. Okay, all right, so earlier we're talking about the just shall live by faith.
Say that three times real fast.
All right, well, the word shall, and I love this, the word shall implies a sense of destiny.
A sense of destiny.
A sense of destiny. So when we read that,
Amen.
The just shall live by faith, that is a sense of destiny that God is speaking forth and commanding us in how we're supposed to live.
What is that destiny life?
Yeah.
It's a victorious life. It's what it's telling us here in 1 John 5:4. You know, whoever's born of God overcometh. It's an overcomer,
yep.
Right? Amen.
Overcomer.
And they live a victorious, a victory that overcometh the world. Amen. A victorious life and an overcoming life, right?
Amen.
Amen. That's what that's a destiny is to live. In overflow in everyday life, a victorious life every day, not having, you know, sometimes things do happen. You know, sometimes you might, something might happen or whatever, but we don't have to get all sad. We don't have to get down. We don't have to throw a fit, start getting mad. You know, I can't believe this happened. No. Why? Because we're overcomers.
Amen.
We have a victorious life.
Yes.
We do, regardless. Amen. We have a destiny. Amen. God has given us a destiny. Amen. So we just rejoice in it. Well, Ricky, that don't make sense. I know, but it really aggravates the devil. It really does. And I don't want to give him the privilege of trying to win. I don't. Why give him that? Why? There's no point in it. I like living a victorious life. I don't like trying to do things over and over again. That's repetitiveness. What for? There's no point into a lot of it. Amen. We just get it and continue to move forwards. Amen.
Amen.
All right, but is there any examples in the Word of God of how we should use this faith or what faith actually looks like in our life?
Yes.
All right. Let's go there.
Where?
Well, we're going to, let's go to Hebrews 11:3. Hebrews 11:3. Took Hebrews out of my Bible.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You want me to talk to somebody?
Here somewhere. Oh, here we go.
Oh, found it.
Found it. We're good.
Don't worry, panic. We got it.
You
want to
do this one?
Go ahead.
All right, Hebrews 11:3. By faith we understand. So we are supposed to be understanding this. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things
Amen.
Which are visible. So how are these made? By the words of God.
Yeah. So what does that mean? God spoke it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Faith-filled words.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The faith-filled words.
Amen.
Amen. And God created us in His likeness and in His image.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. So God created us to sound and talk just like Him.
Yes.
Then correct?
Yes.
And so then our words should always continually be filled with faith.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what to say. Well, you know, a lot of times it's good. We need to learn the vocabulary of silence.
Mm-hmm.
I know I do sometimes because sometimes, you know, something today kind of aggravated me and I just had to walk away for a little bit, regroup. Because I knew if I was to talk right then, I'd say something that I shouldn't say.
Amen.
I knew it.
Amen.
And so we just need to learn the vocabulary of silence. Because, you know, sometimes our emotions and everything, and we get heated right then, we say something negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've said the story many, many times, whenever Chelsea stopped working up there at Laughlin Ranch and we was about to start the salon, correct? We had some bills come up and stuff, and she said to me, you know, we got this bill or something like that coming up. And before thinking, the first things out of my mouth was, well, you need to get a job. And, you know, the Holy Ghost just convicted me right then. It's like, I thought you was living by faith, yeah. You know. You be smart, first
because
off.
Because we knew that that wasn't the direction that God wanted us to go.
Yeah.
And we already knew that in our heart. Now, if that's, you know, what God wanted me to do that right then and there, then I would have been going that direction, but it wasn't. So when he spoke that, he knew that that wasn't what God wanted us to do.
Yeah. Yes, and so I'm putting the pressure on her now, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm telling her, hey, you're my source. I need you to go get a job to help pay for some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so now all the pressure's on her. And that's not right. You know, husband and wife, we shouldn't be doing that to each other at all. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't ever put pressure on each other to do something or not do something. Amen.
Yeah.
We both need, it's a group effort. We work at it together. We believe God together. We speak faith together. And we just continue to move forward and do what God asks us to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm kind of chuckling because I'm remembering this story of we had this little water leak that happened in the garage. And so it shot out and it shot into this plastic bin that had this china that I've had in the garage for a long time. And it has all these newspapers in between. Well, all the newspapers got soaking wet. So I'm out there in the garage and I am getting these dishes out and I'm drying them off and I'm kind of getting upset. And then I started thinking in my head, well, why hasn't Ricky bought me a china cabinet? I would have had these in the china cabinet.
Well, this is the first I heard about this.
Well, because God corrected me. So I was getting
Thank
mad.
You, Jesus.
I'm like wanting to throw the dishes and I shouldn't be. And I'm like, I have all this wet newspaper and I'm getting aggravated because why hasn't Ricky bought me a china cabinet? And then a little check on the inside, the Holy Spirit said, oh, is he your source now? And it's like, oh, Lord, my husband is not my source. God, you are my source. And
yeah.
I know that if I ask God, then he hears me when I pray.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that
Amen.
If I want a china cabinet, then I can ask God. Well, about 2 days later, I got a china cabinet.
Amen.
So, Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. And
it's funny how God just, he works with us.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't hit us on the head.
Yeah.
Stop acting like that. No, he just helps us to continue to grow, you know. And I do love it because I don't want to stay where I'm at. I don't. I want to continue to move forward. And God will continually work with us if we're willing. If we're willing to you know, just swallow our pride a little bit and say, I don't have all the answers. I know I don't have all the answers. God, I'm trusting in you. Just I'm going to continue to get in the Word. I'm going to continue to do what I do every day. Just continue to just take a step. Keep moving, going forward, and God will just continually help us. Amen.
Amen.
It just brings me back to, I don't know if y'all know Brother Hagin or not, but one night whenever he was, I think it was his daughter. His daughter got sick. He was on the road, right?
Yes.
Yes, he was on the road. His daughter got sick. I think it was for a little while now, maybe. But I forget how the story went right there. I know his daughter was sick. But his wife wrote him a letter, told him about it. And so that night, no, he was at the house. I'm sorry. He was at the house. And his daughter had a lump or something on her head. That's what it was. And so that night, instead of going to bed, what he did, and see, a lot of times that really helped me out because a lot of times somebody, you know, they'll jump right on things to pray for them. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all. It's not, you know. But Brother Hagin, He will, amen. Brother Hagin, amen. Man of faith, right? Amen. But he didn't just pray right then. He didn't. So, but that night, he said, you know what? I'm going to feed my faith all night long. Before I pray about this, I'm going to make sure that my faith is filled up. That way, whenever I speak the words, my faith is attached to it, and whatever I'm believing for will come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. And so he took the time that night. And it's amazing because he'd read for an hour all the healing scriptures. He said he went through his Bible, read every healing scripture in the Bible for 1 hour. He said, and then he would meditate on all those healing scriptures for 1 hour. Then he would go to sleep either for an hour or 2 hours. He'd wake up and do the same thing over again. He did this all night long. All night long. So he took time. He took time to get his faith up to where he needed it to be. Amen. I mean, and I think that's a lot of times, you know, we just need to do that ourselves too. Don't be so quick to always pray for things, but get scripture that you're believing God for. Build your faith on it. That way, when you're speaking things, your faith is attached to it, and it's causing things to happen and move. Amen. And I'm not saying that we don't have faith all the time. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes take some time. Take some time and just get into the Word and to grow your faith on that deal. Because if it's not an emergency, we don't have to pray for it right then. Amen.
That's good. Yeah. So, yeah. So the primary way we live by faith is through the words of our mouth.
Amen.
So we look at these scriptures. We start saying them. We start putting them in our life, applying them.
Amen. Right. Genesis 1, obviously everybody knows, it says, uses the words, then God said nine times.
Nine
right?
times.
Amen. So he was just continually speaking things.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it was day by day, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then he'd speak it, and then he wouldn't just do nothing. He'd speak it, allow his faith to work.
Yeah.
That's what he would do.
Amen.
Then the next day, he'd speak something else and allow his faith to work.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, and then God created Adam and Eve in his image, and he expected them to be creatures of faith.
Yeah, amen.
He expected them to live by faith. So, but when sin came, fear came also. And we know that fear is the opposite of faith.
Yeah.
So, and we also see in Job.
That one.
Oh, yes. Faith was perverted to fear. So they opened up that door, and fear got a foothold right there, and their faith was perverted to fear.
Yeah.
So,
and Job 3:15 or 25. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't actually write it all down, but we can turn there.
It just says that, you know, he said that thing which I feared the most has come upon me.
Yeah.
That thing which I feared the most. So he obviously constantly meditated on something. He constantly meditated on a fear that whatever it was about his kids. His kids meditated on that daily, and allowed that to grow up and to become something in him. And then he says, "That which I feared the most has come upon me."
Yeah. So it's very, I mean, it's a powerful thing, just like faith is a powerful
yeah.
thing. It says, although faith and fear are opposites, they are identical in the way they work.
Yeah.
Faith
yeah.
attracts God. Fear attracts.
Yeah, amen. That's excellent. That is so true.
Yeah.
Amen. They are identical in the way they work.
Yeah.
Amen. Faith attracts God. Fear attracts Satan. Amen.
Yeah. All right. So what is faith? Let's define what faith is.
Holy cow, excuse me. Go ahead.
All right. This is what we have written down. There's lots of different ways to say it, but this really, I like how this is written. Faith is complete and total confidence in and reliance upon the integrity of God
Amen.
And His Word.
Yeah.
Faith is allowing God's Word to be the final authority
Amen.
In
Amen.
Your life.
Amen.
Final authority. No one can talk you out of it.
Amen. Yeah.
Because God
Amen.
Said it.
Yeah. And that just means whatever God said, you ain't backing off of it,
Amen.
Regardless of what everybody else says.
Yes.
Well, you don't look healed. I could care less what you think.
Amen.
I could care less. I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, regardless of what it looks like. I don't
Amen.
Care what it looks like. I'm not moved by what I'm looking at.
No.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm only moved by what God says. And He says, I'm healed. I'm healed, and so that's all I'm going to continue to stand on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. There's the... kind of a thing that we say kind of in the church realm, and we started looking at it, and we kind of got corrected on it a little bit, but it said, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. But actually, God said it, and that just settles it.
Yeah.
Whether I believe it or not,
yeah.
it's better if I believe it. It's you know more beneficial to me if I believe it, but it, you know, I mean, we should have that at the end. So God said it,
Set it.
That settles it.
and
I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. And that was excellent. God said it, you know, because I've said it before. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. And the way that it was explained to us was no. God said it, and that settles it, regardless if you believe it or not.
Amen.
Regardless. Amen. Yeah. And I love that. Man, that's so good. Yeah. Amen. You want to talk about that? Go ahead.
Right here?
I don't know where we're at.
We're right here. What is
Hebrews 11.
Yeah, Hebrews 11.
Okay. Hebrews 11, 1. It says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen.
Amen.
Faith believes what God and His Word says. More than what we see, more than what we feel, or more than what we hear.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, there's also a quote by Smith Wigglesworth, and he said, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not moved by what I feel. I only know what I believe, and I believe the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm only moved by, goodness, did I do it right?
I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by what I believe.
Oh, I'm only moved by what I believe, and I believe the Word of God. I think I misquoted that just a little bit, but I corrected it. We're good. Okay. All right, but yeah, that's powerful. I mean, if you were to be saying that in those hard times, that's a powerful thing.
Yeah. The phrase seeing is believing obviously is not correct, right? It's the exact opposite of what the Bible says.
Yes.
The Bible says believing is seeing. Amen.
Believing is seeing.
Amen.
Really good.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, we're right at 30 minutes. Is this good, or should we keep on going a little bit?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. All right. Well, really, when we kind of start looking into all the subjects in the Bible, it all is appropriated back to faith. Everything with our salvation,
right.
With healing, with really anything with the promises of God that's in the Bible, it all starts with faith. And we need to be living a life of faith. And we're going to be starting to do that together as the body of Christ here at Spirit Life Church.
Yeah,
we're going
amen.
To be starting to put these scriptures to work on our life, and we are going to see some victorious lives come out of this.
Amen. Yeah. We live a life of faith.
Amen.
It'll just continue to get better and better. We'll just continue to do what God's telling us to do and just continue walking. Amen.
Yes.
That's all we can do. And then, you know, because faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by the Word of God.
Word of God.
But also, faith comes not just by hearing, but whatever you hear and believe.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Right? Amen.
Yeah.
So we got to actually believe what we're reading. Correct? We actually got to believe that God did send His Son Jesus so we don't have to be sick. Because if
Amen.
We don't believe that, then we don't get to receive any of that, correct? Because
yeah.
if we're not believing it, then we're not there with it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's
good.
I think that's good. So let us know what you guys got out of this message today. Put it in the comments. It's been really fun seeing what everybody's saying and being involved. We miss everybody here, but we're going to be here shortly. So we're going to.
Amen.
So anyways, this
don't get good. Don't get worried or stressed out or anything. Amen.
Yeah.
Just continue to live the life that God gave us. Just continue to live victorious. Amen. An overcomer every day. Take this time to go ahead and get into the Word more. Go ahead and feed your faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Because that's what we do. You know, a lot of times, the best thing to do right now, to be honest with you, every time you eat, why don't you read some Scripture? Amen. Because if we're feeding our natural body food, why don't we feed our spiritual body, right? Because it's got to eat just like our natural body does.
Yes.
It does,
yeah.
Right? Amen. Just continue to feed it faith, especially right now. Amen. Because we're a lot of people, it's not working right now. It's a great time to do it. It's a great time to do it. Sit down with your family, and all y'all just kind of pick out a book in the Bible and just go get after it and read it as a family and discuss it and just talk about it together. It'll help you. Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, hallelujah. You guys have a good rest of the night. Thank you for joining us.
Thank y'all. We good?